asked them before.
And did so-and-so drive the car over? No,
I drove.
Have you ever bought his car before?
Have you ever driven his car before?
He picked up a rock and...
threw?
He shouldn't have.
Thrown.
Can you ride a horse? No, I've never...
ridden.
Now, you suppose somebody's up on the roof of the garage or something, and you little boy out there, you say, get down, how would you finish that? Get down.
From the roof, or is that what you want?
Well, I want to know which way you'd say
it. I would probably say, get down from there.
Yeah. And you say, you go to the store and, or maybe you're going to buy a bushel of apples or two. You say, somebody says, do you want one bushel of those apples? No, you better give me...
two?
Two what?
Two bushels?
You say, that's not mine, it's...
yours.
Or pointing to a man over here, it's...
his.
Or pointing to a woman over here.
Hers.
And a group of people.
Theirs.
Or all of...
ours.
Okay. Suppose a man is... a dog bites him on the leg, and then somebody later asks him what happened. He said, I was what?
Bitten.
Do you hear I was dog bit around here very often?
No.
Say, he threw a rock through the window and broke it. He shouldn't have what the window. He shouldn't have.
Shouldn't have broken the window.
Did he have any help? No, he did it all by...
himself.
Or they did it all by...
themselves.
Or you, a group of people, did it all by...
yourselves.
And we did it all by...
ourselves.
How do you speak to a group of people? You say you or y'all or
you is a collective term.
But do you use you all?
I don't. There are people who do.
Then suppose
there is a word that they have used a great deal, and that's folks. I'm speaking of folks, rather than people.
Yeah. Well, what about who all? Would you ever say who all was there, wanting to know how many, what?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Would you say that for me?
Well, I wouldn't. I'd say who was there.
Oh, I see. Well, suppose your husband has been to a meeting that you couldn't go to, and so you wanted to know what the speaker had said. He wanted to tell you everything he said. How would you ask him the question when he got back home?
I'd ask him, was the speaker interesting? And he'd say yes. And I said, well, what did he say?
You wouldn't say, what all did he say?
No, what did he say?
Well, you're consistent there in leaving out the all and all these you all and who all.
I saw the music.
Now, you say... how did he get the logs out of the wood? Well, he just hooked the logs to his tractor and did what?
Pulled?
Another word meaning pulled.
Dragged?
Yes. He must have, what, 100 logs out yesterday.
He must have dragged 100.
And, you say, give... a measure of flour. Give me five what of flour? Give me a
pounds.
Mm-hmm. When did you eat we what at 6 o'clock?
We ate.
And how many times have you
eaten?